On the last Unpopular Opinions, I got into a debate with a Britisher about free speech. My view is that this is ultimately a question of property rights. That is, where does the speech take place? His view seems to be that free speech is an unalienable right that needs to be protected at all costs by the state. He worries that making it a question of property is dangerous because the rich and powerful would gain the monopoly. My view is that involving the state invariably results in speech being restricted more than it would be under free market conditions. In this short video, I'd like to lay out my case. Let us imagine a town in which there are four bars with four different owners. The first is owned by the Britisher, the second by Yours Truly, the third by H. Bomber Guy, and the fourth by David Lammy. Under total free market conditions, each of these owners would start to impose aspects of their own philosophy on their business. One imagines that the rules in each bar might be different. For example, the Britisher insists that there should be no restrictions on free speech in his bar. Meanwhile, I have placed an absolute ban on socialists in my bar. I'm willing to take the loss of potential revenue in order to keep my bar free of leftist scum. H. Bomber Guy doesn't like bigots and devises a list of hate speech words that are absolutely prohibited in his bar. And finally, David Lammy has special restrictions on white people in his bar. Now, assuming that the quality and variety of drinks and whatnot is equal between these four bars, one would imagine that the clientele would be self-selecting. H. Bomber Guy might attract a more soy and avocado crowd. Lammy's bar would likely not have that many white people in it. My own bar would skew towards the over 25s. And the Britisher, I suspect, would become a market leader, picking up those who didn't feel comfortable in any of the other more specialist bars. And this system would work very well. Those offended by speech in the Britishers could always go to one of the other options. But now let's look at what happens under the Britishers' scheme, in which free speech must be protected as an absolute right above and beyond property rights. So immediately, he kills the unique selling points of each of our bars. He effectively destroys diversity. Now there are, in effect, four bars of the same type. But naturally, this restriction of choice and competition has forced people who'd usually be in their own types of bars into drinking in the same places. It has removed the rights of the bar owners to pursue their separate visions. And so, what happens? Now leftists go to my bar and upset the rightists. Now white people go to Lammy's bar and upset his old regulars. Now bigots go to H. Bomber Guy's bar and make vegans cry soy tears. And sooner or later, there is a moral panic and an outcry. Something must be done about this. Each of the bar owners seek to solve this in their own way, by trying to impose the rules that they would have done under the free market. But since this now violates the law, what happens? Well, the only way to solve this is for a new law to be passed, an amendment to the first law, which states that bar owners can no longer discriminate and must serve all customers. And so the problem gets worse. It gets worse to the point where the patrons are coming into conflict on a regular basis. And so another moral panic ensues, and a second amendment is passed. Now offensive speech against minority groups is not allowed, and one can see how we come to the present day. Those who doubt this may wish to look at what the US Constitution has to say about free speech and compare it to the reality for bar owners living in the United States in 2019. And this is the core of my argument that separating free speech from property rights in the manner that the Britisher, Sargon of Akkad, and others advocate will lead to unintended consequences. People were more free in the 19th century than they are today for this very reason. No ghetto.
And a very special thanks to Stetson F. Lionel, The Ambivalent Onion, Christopher Scholholm, The Crimson Satyr, Chris, Kieran Haywood, Mr. A.M. Swainson, Radical Liberation, The Binary Surfer, Tragic Vision, Bailey and Aurora, Toyotomi Ami, Holy Spatula, Alexander, Froggy, Splice, Buckhejet Society, Michael Meir, J. Greenriver, Michael Tynan, Heronius Napalm V, Vincenzo Rapio, and Edward Darrow.